Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be timid when you in it, platter. Love a bone, live alone, need it. I don't want no tears, baby, spread like it's ready. So fine, it's spicy, baby, jump up on it. I guess that's why you like it, baby, come and get it. Take your life, do it, sign it, baby, give it all you got. I'm a sub cookie, baby, get the right time. Why you texting me, you know I won't reply. Why you ain't fuck with me when I wasn't just fly? Now I'm on top and now I'm riding sky. Don't need nobody, but I'll take you down tonight. And now I'm okay with being nasty. Too fucking hot for all these balls anyway. My body tripping, boy, but you gon' have to pay. But when you get it, lick it like a candy.
Oh, she's a nigga like a candy cane. Oh, shit, I know that right. Pressure. Yeah. We like to take this moment to welcome everyone, online listeners, in the studio listeners, on the computer listeners. I mean, wherever and whenever, however, you are listening to the Lady T and DJ on Kale's Corner. We want to say thank you. We want to say welcome. And we want to say, let's get it on. Excuse me. What'd you say, Tree?
Oh, I was just saying we don't own the rights to the music.
Oh, you didn't say that already.
I forgot the mute myself. That's why you only heard just a little snippet, and then I muted myself. I apologize.
Hey! Welcome to the Thursday Friday edition, where our motto on Thursday is hustle in silence. Let the success make all the noise. The time about, you know what I mean? Hey. I feel like there's some people that need to hear that. Hustle in silence. Allow your success to make all the noise. Let your success be your noise maker. Man, I tell you. Y'all, it feels like it's been such a long time getting back to y'all. Since Tuesday's show. I know it was number one day. Well, two, if we count, you know, Thursday as a whole. I had to take a moment. The day had to pass for us to do the time for Bill's Corner. So, you know, on Tuesday.
Your phone going out, Kel.
I said on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I find myself feeling kind of anxious. You know, I'm ready to get the show going. I'm ready to hear the comments. I'm ready to hear what everybody's saying and how they feel about the day. Sport news and everything that's just, you know, what we call Kale's Corner. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we, without any further interruption, waiting, Lady T and DMV Kale and all our listeners, that's all of you guys, like I said, on the computer, through the phone, through whatever avenue you're finding, Kale's Corner. We're all going to discuss, first of all, Bradley Beal's new deal that makes him the only NBA player with a no trade clause. Excuse me. Makes him the only NBA player with a no trade clause. Jimmy Butler, y'all. Jimmy Buckhead, the man. You know what I mean? He took it personal when P.J. Tucker signed with the 76ers, left Miami, Guard of Philly. And Butler took it personal. Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was traded to the Timberwolves. Rudy Gobert is now a Timberwolf. Wow. Colin Kaepernick news is out there. Colin Kaepernick will invest money in Ice Cube's Big Three League, which I think is great. Which I think it is great, you know, and we're going to break it down and get into that. But I for one, appreciate that. Thomas Bryant signs a deal with the Lakers for a second show, the second time around. Well, I remember Saturday morning. Anyway, the Browns trade Baker Mayfield to Carolina. What exactly does this trade say to you? What does this trade say to you? Because it screamed something to me. It really did. The Saints quarterback, we all used to call him Captain Crab Legs, Jameis Winston, and Thor without the brace on his surgically repaired knee. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah. And we will discuss that. And we're going to take a moment and we're going to allow everyone to say a little bit about their team and approaching this football season. And I know we didn't have any MLB discussion here. Well, that's because we're waiting for the MLB to really seriously kick in. We've discussed all the exciting news. All the same people are leading in each division. So we're going to let baseball do what it do for today, and we're going to discuss the topics that were just named. Treats.
What's happening?
What's up with you? What's up with you? How you and my brother doing, man?
Man, we doing good. Man, we over here just straight chilling, doing nothing but TNT stuff, trying to get rid of some stuff so we can get some new stuff in. So we ain't doing no, we ain't making no noise over here. We just trying to live good, live right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We got to live right, man. We got to live right. You know, it's too many people living wrong for me to be one of the ones living wrong as well. You know what I'm talking about? Nah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We got to balance. You got to balance this thing out. So, yeah, you are 100,000% correct. All right? All right, y'all. So, we'll be right back, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. Our number is 563-999-3782. Hey, Trees, quick story real quick.
Okay.
Quick success story for me. I was talking to a coworker of mine, and she was like, Mac, because, you know, they call me Mac at work. She said, Mac, what is the number for your show? Give me the information on your show, because, you know, shout out to Cap, because Cap is at work promoting the heck out of Tails Corner.
Okay.
So I give a shout out to Cap for that, you know. But she said, what's the number? And for the first time, Treat, I didn't have to use my cheat sheet. I didn't have to use my cheat sheet at all. I knew the number by heart. 563-999-3782. Say what? Say what?
You said it with your chest, girl. You said it with your chest.
Girl, my chest, my throat, my neck and my back. You understand me? What's up, man?
Come on with it.
I said it proudly and boldly. So, hey, man, you know, God is great and God is good. That's all I'm going to say about that. We'll be right back, y'all.
Yeah.
Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality. Back to life, back to reality, back to the
street. You know, I always have the news on playing in the background on mute while we're on the show. And that Prime Minister, Brios Johnson, if that Bama don't look like Junior Trump, I say that Bama look like Donald. What? Donald Trump is an official over in Britain? Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that man look like Donald Trump to me. I'm sorry, y'all, but that thing just caught my attention. Bradley Beal is enjoying his new deal signed with the Washington Wizard, a deal that has made him the only NBA player with the no-trade clause. I appreciate Bradley Beal. I appreciate his open willingness to show his love for the city, the culture that the young man wishes to bring to this Washington. Excuse me, to bring to this Washington team, I, for one, can really appreciate that. And you know, I hope that this team has done or is going to do what needs to do to make itself successful. Now, you might say, what would be successful? Because, you know, we look at this Wizards team, and it's almost hard to remember the times when they made it to the playoffs or they made some noise within the playoffs. And, you know, as a Wizard fan myself, sometimes the other outside news being promoted and pushed out, It just sort of gets mundane. It sort of gets like, you know, I don't want to hear this. I really don't want to hear this. Holler at me when they're doing something worthwhile. So holler at me when they're doing something good. So the fact that Beal signed this contract extension and took the max deal of $251 million, good God almighty, man. To play basketball. Wow. But $251 million is what he agreed on, and the no-trade clause is very, very prevalent in his contract. So, you know, hey, man, for all, and I know you guys, you thinking to yourself or saying to yourself, Tell giving Beal props, you know, I've never personally had anything against Bradley Beal. Never. I just, with all of the personal stats and accomplishment, I want some playoff action. I want to see him get in the big moment and do his thing. Show his game off, you know? And, like Kobe Bryant said this a while back, you know, the playoffs is when stars are made. The finals is when you submit it. You know what I mean? Look at Ja Morant. Everybody's so high on Ja Morant because of what he was able to do during the playoffs. Because let's keep it real, you know, outside of those who have the NBA package, a lot of us didn't really see Ja Morant, didn't have the opportunity to watch him until he was playing in our city. And a lot of times, or you were able to catch SportsCenter early in the morning or whatever. Then, you saw what Ja Morant was doing. But, you know, I just want to see Bradley Beal doing something when it's meaningful. Not saying the regular season is meaningless, but I just want to see him doing something when it truly, truly counts. Can you understand what I'm saying? Can you relate, sis?
I do understand what you're saying, but it comes at a price. Well, he Bradley Beal giving you everything he got, right? He's giving you everything he's got. That's why he's getting the personal accolades that he's able to give us. You know, that's why he's first in this, first in that, first in this, first in that, because he's going out there and he's giving us his all. What's happening is everybody else is giving us 70. They've given us 50. You're getting 60 over here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else not bringing 100 to the table. That's what's happening. If you got one person going so hard all the time and everybody else just lollygagging and dragging, I want to say peeing around, but pussy-footing around, right? And they just doing their little do, and they doing enough to get by. They doing enough to get a contract. They doing enough to stay relevant. But they not going the extra mile like Bradley Beal is going at. That's why he was able to get the max deal. Because when you look at his individual numbers, it say pay me max. It say pay me max. Can't nobody else go there and say I want max. Who else on that roster? Cause on the roster since he's been there, can you say give me max? I want max. He don't have help like everybody else got help. He just don't have it. We gave away his help. His help was John Wall, but he ain't want to stay. So,
A quick correction there. He and John Wall stayed in competition. They played that role of a buddy-buddy for the cameras.
No, that's
for
not
TV,
what I mean.
But them boys stayed in competition.
I mean. No, that's not what I mean when I say he had John Wall. What I'm saying is John Wall was the only other person that he's played with that can get a max deal. That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to say how they work well together. They play good together on the court. I wasn't saying that. I was saying, like, John Wall is the only other one that he's played with that was giving you 100%. Because he was able to get that max deal. Nobody else on that team was able to get a max deal because their numbers don't support it. So we asking Bradley Beal to do more than what he's already done. Like, I got a lemon, right? And I want to get the juice out the lemon. So what do you do to get the juice out the lemon? You squeeze it, right? So I'm squeezing,
right.
And I'm squeezing, and at some point, nothing else is coming out. Nothing. So what I've already given you.
Okay.
And that's where
I understand that. Let's jump to the phones. I mean, good little scenario there. Yeah, I can see that lemon has been squeezed. Brother Tang, what's up, bro? I know this is close to your heart, so I wanted to bring you on and let you lay your burdens down when it comes to these wizards, bro.
Right.
What's up, big bro? What's up, Miss T? Much love and respect. Kale's Corner family. Hey, man, I ain't going to let my blood pressure get up because my man signed that deal. I'm letting Mr. Shepherd and them handle that business like I believe they will. And the only thing, I love everything Ms. T said, but the only thing I want to say is I think it's a lot more in that lemon once you add a couple of more sugar cubes around them.
You know what I was thinking, Tang?
When Tree said you done squeezed that lemon, Some people like the peel in their lemonade. Some people like that peel scraped up and scratched off.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
it's some more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's some more you can get. Yeah, I'm with
it's
you on that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's
all I really have to say. I'm just happy that my man Bradley Beal stayed here. He's showing that loyalty. What he been doing ever since he's been here. And like we all know, just go ahead and put some good pieces around him. Hopefully Porzingis stay healthy. Just go ahead and just I mean, Tommy got it, man. I trust in that man right there. I done read about him every way he went. I just really trust in him. I'm good.
Okay. That's what's up. Let's go to the Huckleberry. What's up, Huck?
What's up, Huckleberry?
What's up?
Not much. How y'all doing? What's up, Chad?
How you doing today, Chad?
Kale?
Ain't nothing, bro.
Hey.
I have to agree with what, even Kale, I have to agree with what everybody's saying. I like
Kale.
The fact that they went ahead. I like the fact that they went ahead and signed into that contract. They don't have a whole lot of fanfare about it. They just signed him.
Yeah.
No trade, gave him his money. Like Seth said, he's giving his all out there, but they're not putting enough around him to help him out. I guarantee you if he could get to the playoffs with a pretty good team, you would hear more about Bradley Beal doing incredible stuff in the playoffs. He's not a Ja Morant. He ain't going to be jumping over people's heads. He's just a good basketball player that gives you 100% when he goes out there every night.
Yes, sir.
And like Sis said earlier, he ain't even got steady Eddies on his team. He got guys, they might show up tonight, they might not show up tonight. If he had some guys he could count on all the time, I don't mean to draw it out, but I think if he had some guys he could count on all the time, the Wizards would be in better position, and we wouldn't be crying every year about we didn't make the playoffs.
Come on, next year. We're going to get him next year.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I feel you.
Let's go to the Cap. What's up, Cap?
Hey, Cap.
Hey, family. How y'all doing?
What's up, Cap? How you doing today, bro?
I'm good. Well, I'm here to educate my family here on that no-trade clause. The no-trade clause. It doesn't mean that he can't or won't be traded. What it means is he has say-so. He has the say-so.
Right.
They can't blindside him. They can't blindside him with a trade. He has the power to say, I don't want to go there.
Right. He has to agree.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it means.
Okay.
Right.
Because a lot of people be thinking, oh man, he's gonna be a wizard forever. Nah, not necessarily. Also, I gotta stay with the Wizards, or can I jump to something else?
We'll be on the Wizards right now.
Okay, Wizards.
Yeah,
okay, that's cool.
I'm good.
Okay, well, dig this. You got Kuzma. You got Kuzma, the unicorn, and Beal, along with the people you just traded for. That should be enough to get something done.
Because Monte and Will Barton is pretty good pickup. And you're right.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
You're right. And guess
what?
That'd be the front court. That'd be awesome.
No, they got enough to get it done. Yes, sir.
You know what, Cap? I'm with you 100% on the court. Yes, I feel your faith. I feel the way you do. Off the court, man. I just wonder is Thumb here enough, man? I wonder if he enough. He wasn't even in real high pressure type situations last season, and we saw numerous mistakes. We saw numerous mistakes on his part.
He learned.
I hope so. I hope so,
bro.
I really do.
You know what?
He learned.
You're absolutely right. You did. We all saw numerous mistakes. But he was trying so much different stuff that we was going to see mistakes like that, man. He was trying to find what fit with what, and he still didn't find it yet, man. He was trying to find what was good.
So we're saying that last year was really a throwaway season? We didn't win nothing. We didn't want to start off.
But that's what it turned out to be. We didn't want it to be that. But that's what it turned out to be.
Yeah, because
I was about to say, remember, we started out good.
First 15 games, we was on point.
Exactly.
Yes,
can I throw a name out there?
But the injury bug got y'all. The injury bug got y'all after the 15 games, then the injuries started happening.
Yep, and then the cohesion was off.
And then it was different people coming in at different times.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The name I would like to throw out there is Eric Spoelstra. And the reason why I throw it out there, because we keep talking about, I'm about to call him Thumbhead, too, because I can't remember his name right now.
Wes Unsell.
The reason why I say that is that when Eric Spoelstra first started coaching in Miami, everybody thought they had to be crazy. This guy didn't know how to coach. This guy didn't go. But they stuck with him. They were patient. They stuck with him. Now they talk about him being one of the best coaches in the NBA.
Yeah. And he started from the ground floor.
From the it comes a point when, even with your players, you got to have patience in building your squad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rush it because I got one player this year. Let's go to the championship. No, you got to build your team, and the citizens and everybody got to buy into let's build our team to a good team.
I agree partly with you on that because Spoelstra has had a lot of press start type talent where all he had to do was put that game plan in there and let them boys run. Let them be. He didn't have to do a whole lot of in-game coaching because of the caliber of players that he had with his teams. You know what I'm saying? Like we say, Bradley Beal has been one guy in this organization who has been permanent. Spoelstra has had multiple guys playing with that Miami team. And I'm talking about guys that will automatically leave Miami and start somewhere else like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like
PJ
nothing. And I'm not taking away from Spoelstra at all. That's why I say I agree 50% with you on that. I don't want to take away from the job that Spoelstra has done, but it's not like he's been tasked with the same have-to-dos that Thumbhead, Wes Unsell, has been tasked with.
Kale, and I don't mean to cut across you, is that even after they won the title with LeBron and they split up, they had some years in there where Miami stunk, and they still didn't get rid of Spoelstra. They stuck with him until they were able to get more players around him. That's all I'm saying about being patient on building the team. They could have fired him and got another coach, and we keep doing the same thing over and over. We keep getting rid of people. They leave us and go someplace else and get with a team that's building. Next thing you know, you see them in the championship. We got to have some patience to build a team, to let people stay together and get some cohesiveness. We got to do it.
And when they step out of line, you got to check them. You can't be just going along with it. You got to check it right then and there. You got to check it. You got to let the players know that it's an order around here now. It's order to everything. Like, you can't, like, just go over top of somebody's head just because you who you are. We ain't doing that.
Exactly.
We ain't doing that. We ain't doing none of that. The door is not open.
You got a system
right
you got
to
adhere to.
You got to be sent up here, and I ain't sent for you.
And that's Tommy Shepard part right there, to go to every player and tell them whatever that coach tell y'all, that's what it is. Do not come knocking on my door talking about this and that. That's what Tommy.
No, he should go to each and every day.
He said that.
He should have a meeting.
I said, that's a meeting. I said, that's right.
All of them.
That's right. That's right. And believe me, he have done that already.
I believe that.
Debo chimed in on the lemonade thing. He said, well, if there is no more to squeeze, time to let it go.
Uh-huh.
But I believe there's more in him. Just get some real support. Hey, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he's saying.
Exactly.
I can go with that.
Let's go to our man, 007. What's up, 007?
Hey,
007. Good evening, everybody.
007. What it do?
Good evening.
Do y'all
he came on here like the count. Yeah, he came on here like the count.
Hey, look, I got my fly suit on and everything. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody messing with you today, Vaughn. Ain't nobody messing with you. How you feel about your French deal money?
I think it's too much. But at the same time. I know they need by them dropping that point guard Johnny Davis. I think he gonna help out big time. He's good on defense, you know, as far as steals and you know he's everything you want out of a point guard. That way Bradley Beal could go back to his be a shooting guard. And if the front court and some here, as y'all would say, keep the locker room, you know, attached as family, you know what I'm saying? Not no confusion in the locker room. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, you know, you start off 10-3, then you slump down the stretch. We don't need that. DC, us Wizards fans don't need that. We thought we were going to make it to the playoffs last year.
Chicago is going to make it every year. And dominate
we do.
Every year.
I wanted to trade Bradley Beal last year, if y'all remember.
Look,
I know you did. I thought you was coming to Boston.
This is trade team. You want to trade all your teams. We don't really take you too serious when you say trade. Because I know you've been at the moment. We just know that about you right now, sir.
Yeah. Hey, 57.
I
want
to get some more.
Pulling out the scissors. 57 has no problem pulling out the scissors and cutting bait with you, for real.
Okay. I'm like Bill Belichick when it comes to that.
Razor, honey.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. In some situations, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing in every situation. But like you guys say, when we're trying to build a team and we're trying to develop something here, it doesn't play good. It doesn't bowl good. With us being so quick to move with our players, but listen, y'all got on me when I said this about Bradley Beal. You know what I mean? I was like Popeye. I've seen all I can see, and I can't see no more. You know what I mean? He's leaving the league in this, and he's leaving the team with that, and everything, and it all sounds good, but for real, man, listen, bro, what are you doing to help this team, man? How are you helping us? How are we getting better with you as a part of it? Because I recognize and I realize you are a good player, a darn good player. But I want darn good production, and I want you to be like the other darn good players that we've watched. And I know you don't have Mike, Kobe, Jimmy Butler, Chris Paul. I know you don't have inside of you what these guys have inside of you. But find a way to be a leader, man. Don't just be the dude that make all the money on the team. Be that dude that leads the team. Be that dude that leads the team. That means being the first one in the gym, the last one to leave. Go ahead, 57.
Hey, Kobe.
Hey, Kel, only thing I'm going to say to that, man, I'm not going to totally disagree with you. Only thing I'm going to say to that is if he had players around him to help to support him, like the guys you mentioned, Kobe and all them. Those guys are great players. You're not going to find too many of them, Michael Jordan and Kobe. But Bradley Beal is a good player, a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
He just ain't got people around him to help him. He's doing so much. He got to shoot. He got to pass. He needs. Michael had people to take care of that, where all he had to do was worry about playing good ball with the rest of the team. Bradley Beal, when you only have so-so players around you, all you become is a good scorer, or you become a Bradley Beal, because you ain't got nobody to give it to that you can count on.
Let me say this, Gavin. Before Michael Jordan was Air Jordan, he was just plain old Michael Jordan. And he came into town and showed by example. Kobe Bryant led by example. These guys lead by example.
What do you think would have happened, though, if they hadn't put Shaq with Kobe? If they hadn't put these teams together?
Because
Shaq only would have been a scorer on a – yeah, you know, Kobe would have been a good player on a team.
Yeah,
right,
he would have been
I agree. I agree. But when Shaq left, it was Kobe's leadership that drove the rest of the team. That got Kobe told us the stories about going out and partying with the guys because they said, you never do anything with us. So he went out and partied with them and told them, okay, now you have to hang with me. And after all the drinking and the partying and the good times, what did Kobe do? Got himself up that next morning and went into the gym. Knocked on them dudes' doors and they was like, Kobe is crazy. No, he's a leader. Bradley Beal, it's time for you to grow up and be a leader. Put the club to the back burner.
Look at his numbers, man. Look
he ain't been
numbers,
in the club.
Numbers.
Yeah.
He ain't been in the club. We ain't heard nothing bad about Bradley Beal. Nothing.
Just because you haven't heard anything, I know for a fact he's been in the club, bro. He's been in the club. These guys are looking at D.C., at the DMV, as a party place. And that is what we're seeing on the court. How do we lose 20-point leads? Because guys are more concerned with where they're going to party after the game.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say this, Kale.
How is it that the first half they look like an all-star team, and the second half it looked like a peppermint little league out there? It's because these dudes, their minds are not focused on winning and doing what it takes to win. And it takes leadership to lead them there. That's all. Go ahead, 57.
All I'm going to say, Kale, and I'm going to leave it alone, is the whole time that JaVale McGee was on the Wizards team, I always heard about JaVale McGee at clubs, partying all the time, couldn't get his head together. I never heard about Bradley Beal out partying like that. I never heard it. I'm not saying that you're wrong, that you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying I never heard that about Bradley Beal. Just never heard it.
Okay. Go to the park down on 16th Street. Talk to Mark Barnes about how many times Bradley Beal has rented out his whole VIP room. How many times they have stepped out back to get their libations in. Talk to him about that. I was the same way, 57. Well, I don't hear any reports about Bradley Beal and, you know, why this and why that. And then when I seen them out back doing their thing, I said, oh, okay. Okay, I understand. You can lead them to the club, but you can't lead them on the floor. You can't lead them to the gym. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Being a leader means more than just throw your hands in the air time. No, it's not that at all, bro. It's not that at all. It's about when it comes time to work, man. And listen, I feel what everybody's saying, and Bradley Beal does have great numbers. He does have good numbers. But I need you to get it so that your teammates have good and great numbers. When you do that, I guarantee y'all, we'll see the help that we all are saying this Wizards team needs. Let's go to Marcus.
Hey,
what's
Marcus
up, Mark?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on? What's going on, fam?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
Dude.
Man, ain't nothing. I hear the whole family on here. I just tuned in. I thought it was just Kale and Treese talking. everybody on here. What's up?
Man, we on here, man.
What's
we
up, Mark?
Come. We know what the day is.
Okay. It's me hey. Who got the problem, man. I don't be knowing what day is what, man.
Okay, get the money. You have to get that money.
Real quick, Mark, let me get this point out. Debo said, okay. Nah, what happened to Kyle Kuzma? Y'all don't like him anymore? I love Kyle Kuzma. I love Kyle Kuzma. I like what he brought to the table. It was unfortunate that he ended last season hurt. You know, I wish he didn't end the season hurt. But for real, his production, his leadership, I appreciated it 100%. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. That's my boy, Kuzma. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. He was clutch. He was a clutch player. You know what I'm saying? You need that clutch person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he was getting it done. You can job rely on that boy, you know?
Yeah. He could be that third person for us too though, Marcus. He can. And Debo. Kuzma can be that third person for us. Because we keep saying we need another name. Kuzma can be that name for us.
Yeah. I think it's going to take a little bit more development from him. Eventually, I do think he could be that person, but I do see what Debo's saying about we need somebody that's ready right now.
I agree. There were times when I watched Kuzma with and without the basketball. And I'm telling you, I was impressed. The way he would put himself in a position for the point guard to throw assists to him. The way he would sometimes come down court and take over the offense himself. You know, because one thing about it with this team, y'all, there's a lot of standing around and watching. There's a lot of standing around and watching because players have come accustomed to stand around and watch type ball. And you know, we can't have that. You know, if you're going to help the man, you got to help the man. There can't be any standing around watching. No, man. That's what we do. That's our job at home.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's our job. You know, we'll be the watchers. You know, Debo said,
exactly.
Tell Tang that he won me over last year. He shot a lot of gut and he showed a lot of gut and heart. Talking about Kuzma.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when he first came here and Debo told me, man, I can't stand that dude. And I kept telling him, nah, give him a chance, huh? Give him a chance. LeBron coming to L.A. kind of stifled his development. It kind of cut his development short. And when he got here to this Wizards team, he was almost his shot. Really was almost guaranteed, you know what I mean? So
automatic,
you know, automatic. Yeah, you know I mean, so yeah, kudos to Kuzma and his production. You know what I mean? So
but
really, guys, I appreciate Bradley Beal and thanks, Cap, for coming in and setting the record straight about that no trade clause. We're going to run into the next subject, y'all. Jimmy Butler took it personal when P.J. Tucker signed with the 76ers. Treese, why did Jimmy Butler take that personal?
I didn't hear about it. I'm looking at it now, and I didn't even hear anything about it.
I mean, we knew
I'm looking
that,
at that,
that.
I was like, I mean, he probably may because PJ Tucker is a dog. It's like he made like you was made with Montrell left. That's right. How he made. He made like that. Because I would be mad.
Right.
And he probably saying to himself, why y'all didn't get this man some more money? That's what he probably saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's money, for real. You know what I mean? Because we've all known PJ Tucker has always said he wanted to play with Joel Embiid. He has always said that to us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I really don't think the money was the issue there, you know, or a hindrance there. I think it was the fact that he saw his opportunity to get what he wanted, and he jumped for it. I mean, hey, you know, I can we really fault that man for that? You know, a player that...
No, we can't.
Saw his, exactly. Thank you. I was waiting for somebody to say
but
something.
But you know what? Jimmy Butler is that type of dude. He holds those things personally. He still blames Philadelphia for letting him go. He still said to them, y'all see, if y'all had kept me up there with y'all, y'all might be in the finals when they lost last year. So he holds that stuff personal, you know.
Do y'all know what he wrote on his Instagram about PJ Tucker?
What's that?
What's that?
He said, I see you moving on, but then F-U-C-K-U. Going up there with Joel Embiid. I bought him into this.
That's the type of
thought the girl messed up.
Hey, look,
just thought the girl messed him up.
Just when I thought it was safe to read Instagram,
exactly.
This pair would come on like, hey,
Wow. He said, "FUCK to you and Joel Embiid."
Damn.
I said, "Oh." Okay.
That's cold.
Yeah. Hey, tell him how you really feel.
He said, I bought him into this. Like, shrugged my shoulders. Like, so what? I bought him into it. Yeah, what y'all going to
do? Yeah, he got over that yet. He still blamed MB family.
He's big.
Truthfully, Jimmy Butler really has never been one to shy away from what it is he's thinking, feeling, or want to say. So it's really not a surprise to me, but it is at the same time because I can't recall a player being this upset over another player leaving, signing somewhere else. Now, I'm pretty sure... Like when KD left Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure we saw he and Westbrook play it out through competitions whenever they would meet up. You know, you saw the little extra in their game, but they didn't go to social media. And as much as KD loved social media too and social media beast, you know, it was just wow. That's all I can say about
Jimmy Butler. I think he went to social media because it was Philadelphia that he went to. Had he went anywhere else, he probably would have been okay with it. You know what I mean? Like, all right, it's all good, whatever. Oh, now he like, I told you everything I went through with these Bammers over here. I just
and
told
you
everything
them?
They did to me over here. And then you decided you wanted my friend. You want to go over there with them? Okay. With the F-U-C-K-U, you. And then when you go get over there, tell Big Bird, I say F-U-C-K to him too. Okay? And peace out.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Peace out.
That's the 76ers and the Heat's rivalry going to heat up.
Let it heat up. Good.
Yeah. Hey,
look out.
This
is what we
indeed.
Need.
Yes, indeed.
This is more old school activity. You know, now
exactly.
I'm not promoting these guys getting physical outside the realm of basketball.
No.
I'm not promoting
that
at all. But the intensity, hey, man, I appreciate and welcome the intensity, man. Man, we going as a team, and hey, that's where that leadership comes in again. That's where that leadership comes in because Jimmy Butler, he going to have his squad ready.
Yes, sir.
P.J. Tucker going to have his squad ready because, truthfully, I'm going to say this, y'all. I think what P.J. Tucker brings to the table is what Philly has been missing for throughout their playoff run. It's what Philly's been missing, that bravado, that I'm that dude mentality. I believe P.J. Tucker brings that to Philly. So watch out. That's all I can say about
P.J. Tucker allowed Jimmy Buckets to play ball the way he wanted to because he didn't have to be the enforcer and play ball at the same time.
Right.
Once he got P.J. Tucker
Great
there,
point.
He had somebody else
Great
that could
point.
Do that. Now let me go out there and play ball.
Uh-huh.
They ain't got that no more. Yep.
Uh-huh. Right. That's a great point. That's a great point. And we can all say that's why Jimmy Buckets is coming out and saying what he's saying because, like 57 just said, he can't play basketball like he wants to. He has to play the game, you know. We don't even know yet how he's going to have to play this season, but it won't be
the
way
year,
it was
like he played the way he played the year before that because he was the enforcer and playing ball, and that's what wore him out.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
That,
but once they get Kevin Durant, they're going to be okay.
But the Miami Heat got a chance to get Kevin Durant, and they got a chance to get Donovan Mitchell. Because Donovan, I think they're putting Donovan Mitchell up on the trade block, too. So, hey.
Are they blowing? Ooh.
So,
I thought that the asking price for Kevin Durant was a little too much. And I heard that the Warriors are really the only team that can afford to even be in a deal for Kevin Durant because they're asking so much.
This is why I think the Warriors are not going to get him because they want 5 draft picks. On top of the money, they also want 5 draft picks for Kevin Durant.
But that's if they don't give
him. They just signed Victor Oladipo.
Who did?
The Heat.
Yeah, he was there last year. He's going to be all right because he's going to play a full year. I like Victor
Oladipo.
They signed him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He
think Durant is going anywhere.
On there. I don't think
so.
He's going anywhere.
Going over either. I don't think he's going nowhere. I think they just let them do that and make all the noise.
You just
signed
me.
Now, like what Kale just said.
It feels like we just going to keep the NBA relevant conversation. You know, I'm with you guys. It really don't feel like he's going anywhere. I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
The only team that can do something with him that got the right pieces that the team asking for is the Golden State Warriors. That's the only team that got it. Because any other team, he gonna bust that team open, man. They not gonna do nothing.
So, bro, who would you give up at Golden State for Kevin Durant? I mean, you can break up that team for Kevin Durant?
I'm about to tell you. They're going to have to give up Wiggins. They're going to have to give up that boy Poole. And then that's when they're going to give up their picks.
No, they can't give
I don't
up.
Know if they're going to give up Looney.
They can't give up.
I wouldn't give up anybody.
Because Wiggins is still under his rookie deal. They can't give up Wiggins. They cannot. He is in no trade talk whatsoever because that was the scenario that was brought up earlier today. Because I was thinking the same thing, you know, well, who could they package together? And like
that's what
said,
I was thinking.
With Otto Porter gone, Gary Payton Jr. gone, who could they really? We all know they're not getting rid of Looney. But no, sir.
No, so where Otto Porter go to?
Toronto Raptors. With,
hey, oh, he went to the
great,
Raptors.
Great
okay.
segment, y'all. Great segment. Because Otto Porter signed with the Toronto Raptors. And hold on. Let me get my notes here. Y'all caught the boy. Oh God, that's that bad. That's what's up. He signs a 2-year deal worth $12.4 million. Porter says he loves the city. He loves the city, and the bonus, his wife is from Toronto. So, you know, the decision made sense to him. Now, Porter joins up with Pascal Siakam, OG Amumba, or whatever, Fred Van Fleet, Van Fleet, I like that dude, man. And a team that won 48 games last season, man. You know, now they were put out of the playoffs when they met up against Philly, but you know, you all know what I say. You're gonna have to go through some hard times to get what you want. So, watch out for that Toronto team, man. They might do some damn things.
Otto Porter ain't the key to get them past Philly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Say what?
Exactly.
Otto Porter what?
Otto Porter, he not the key to get them past Philly, though. They going to have to get somebody else. Because when they run up against Philly again, and now you just saying that Philly just got main man, Otto, he going to get beat up by
PJ
Tucker down there. Yes, sir. PJ Tucker going to make them don't even want to play. And you know what happens to Otto Porter when you get up under his skin. When you get up under his skin, he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
But that's why they're going to have to get rid of Wiggins.
Yes, sir.
That's why he's the weak link on the totem pole. Even though he did good.
Y'all,
you know what I mean?
But Brad just said he just... Go ahead.
What? He's not on a rookie contract?
I told Kirby that we would bring him on before 6, and Kirby, I'm so sorry to look at the time, and I said, Kirby, so go ahead, Kirby, the floor is yours, bro.
Okay, well, I just want to add a little something to the fresh squeezed lemon, and the lemon zest is called tequila. And I won't be happy with any of the Washington teams until they change the Redskins back to the Redskins, and they're in Washington, D.C., where they're supposed to be. And the Washington Bullets are back instead of the damn Wizards. And the Senators are back, instead of all that. I like them Senators. I like them Bullets, you know. I like them Redskins.
Yeah, I'm with you with the Bullets. Yeah, I'm with you with all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sound like you need a DeLorean, bro.
I can't really go with the Senators because this Nationals team has been something during my time, so. I'm okay with the Nationals being the Nationals.
You never heard of Frank Howard? You never heard of Frank Howard? Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
of him. Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of him. But it was nothing like Wes Unseld. You never heard of Wes Unseld?
That's not his senior.
Well, Kirby, when it comes to Wes Unseld, because he was the architect of that trade to send our championship team away from here, you know, Wes kind of knocked a cup of milk over for me, man. You know, And I appreciate him as a champion. I appreciate what he did, but it felt as though he wanted his team to be the only recognized championship team here in Washington, because he traded away pieces that went somewhere else automatically.
I'm talking about when he was a player,
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. I can respect him as a player, but as a general manager, he sucked cow feet. You know what I mean? To me. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Can I say this to Kirby while he's on the phone? While he's on the thing? Kirby, you and I might be, I'm just saying you and I might be the only two people on this podcast who actually saw the Senators or Frank Howard actually play ball. We might be the only ones old enough, because I actually saw him play.
Well, you know, I'm not one of those people that saw that. I didn't see any of that.
I saw the Senators when they played at RFK.
But which one? The one that went to Minnesota or one that went to Texas?
Hey, bruh, I don't know where they went to Texas.
Yeah,
or
I don't know.
Mount Zoom.
Right.
Yeah,
so
really.
Hold on, time out. Wait. So if you don't know either, what was we just doing if you didn't know the answer to the question?
Exactly.
Ronnie.
No, I'm confused. I'm asking which Senator team.
Make this up.
Y'all always gave me which Senator team. I'm reading.
Ronnie.
I can't make this up.
Ronnie is as confused as a baby in a topless bar. Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, speaking of that, I get improv. Like, anyways, hey, look.
Go ahead, Kirby.
It's two sentences.
Yeah, you got to call Kirby before 6 o'clock from now on. We need to just.
I understand what you're saying, Ronnie, but again, like 57 just said, he and Kirby really are the only ones that saw that Senators team play. So that whole era. So we you know, the rest of us are lost with that, man.
I went to the games at RFK between 1970 and 78.
Okay.
Yep.
I had season tickets. Yeah.
I wasn't born till 71. I wasn't born until 71.
I became a Redskins fan in 1969 when Vince Lombardi became our head coach and brought the first winning season in 14 years. Washington DCC was humming back
then.
I know that's right.
I was smacked on the hiney and screamed Redskins. Well, I tell you what, they smacked me on the hiney and I screamed Redskins. So yeah.
I can't. Well,
they didn't smack you on the hiney enough to suit me.
are you promoting Kirby?
What to say? You know, I really went back in the time machine.
No, but seriously, this is the best show. It amazes me in a city like Washington, D.C. You got four idiots sitting up there on 106.7 that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
And
I can call in the Kel Show or Rico of Street Score you know, and get some real talk, you know, and get all sides of an issue or players, and the people here know their sport. You know.
Thank you, Kirby. I can remember the time when I would sit on hold and wait till they take my call and have people saying, you know, we're Tell from Sula. We want to hear what Tell from Sula has to say. And I started to realize that on that show, you know, there was hatred. Those guys wanted to be called on. Those guys wanted to be recognized like the listeners were recognizing and calling on me. But what they didn't understand, it was because DMV Kale kept it real. If Washington was playing like some crap, I would say we're playing like crap. And I'm not making up a whole bunch of excuses and lies and tricks about it. And sometimes they would tell me, man, you went a little too hard on air. Well, I didn't curse, number one. And number two, guess what? I'm a hard fan. So I'm going to talk hard from time to time. So, you know, it was a great opportunity, and I appreciate those guys. But I'm right with you, Kirby. I'm right with you. There should be more real sports talk on that than hearing about their daughter's dance recital and all of that mess, that nonsense. But go ahead, Kirby.
They need a little more color on that too. You know, you got four crackers up there talking shit.
Hold on now. Have you taken your medicine?
Yeah,
he took his medicine.
He sounds like he's talking some real shiggity right now.
Yeah,
man, I thought you was you scared me, 50 Cent.
No, I ain't gonna go that far.
Thank you.
Hey,
I want to get invited back next week.
Yeah.
Ain't no guess.
As long as you know.
Ain't no death like Kirby on this planet, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. You're a gentleman and scholar, and brother, I have to say I love you, brother. I love you, and I thank you for your support and helping me get to where I am with this sports thing, because Kirby was somebody in the background. Kale, when the hell are you going to start this show? Kale, you playing around. Come on, Tell. I love being in the ground. Yeah. Your show gets started. So, hey, I appreciate you, bro.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, man.
While we kissing babies, if y'all know what I mean.
I can't right now. I can't.
I think, you know, a good host and co-host, you know, is to direct the show. And I think that's why this is a good show, because that's what y'all do. Y'all direct the show. You don't try to run it. You know, you let us say what we need to say.
They ain't nothing without the callers.
That's why I say they just direct the show, you know, but not run it, because they let us say what we need to say, you know.
Right.
You know, as long as we keep it in perspective.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Yeah.
You can get all the respect you want.
Yeah,
exactly.
Get it all in. One thing, one thing my buddy Rev P used to say all the time, and I like this part of what he said, lay your burdens down, man. Come to the sports revival and lay your burdens down. And I swear to you that I won't say that. But that's the attitude that I've developed, that everybody, whether your opinion is your opinion. Whether I think it's right or wrong, it's your opinion. And guess what? This is just a platform to discuss your opinion. So who am I to belittle or put down somebody just because we don't have the same opinion? No, bring it on. Right. Say what it is that you got to say. We appreciate that, right, for real. And Kirby, man, like I said, bro, we appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you and everything, the motivator and the pusher that you've been. And I never had the opportunity to thank you on air for that Rick Doc Walker surprise. I really appreciated that. You took the time to put
be back. He's busy, but he'll
You gotta
he'll
put
be
his sign up. I mean, his link too. Put his link up on Kale's Corner when you get a chance, Kirby.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kirby, I hear the grandkids in the background. Tell them Uncle Kale say don't be too bad. Don't give my man the blues.
All right, now, Kale, need to do some research and on your music selection and do a little Clyde McFadden and some Jerry Butler and some Supremes and some Motown.
Okay.
You know, Miracles and Temptations and Ink Spots.
I know that's
what it
curves.
The Miracles curve. You want some Miracles, bro? I know that's right.
Well,
how about a little Michael Jackson? Can I give you a little bit of Michael Jackson?
That's Motown. That's Motown, bro. Play
yeah,
that mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or also Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
That's what I want to
hear.
Okay.
I ain't mad.
All right. Well, hey, Kirby, we appreciate you, bro. And thanks for
all
getting
right,
on
I'll
with
see you guys later. I'll see you guys later. It's a great show. Appreciate all
Kirby,
of you. I really do.
Kirby, you
all
keep
right,
texting
Kirby.
Me with your medical updates, man. Keep texting me with those medical updates, okay, bro?
Well, they sent me to see a psychiatrist, and he drew a square and said, "What do you see?" I said, "A room full of naked women." And then he drew a circle, and he said, "Now what do you see?" I said, "A room full of naked women." He says, "You have a sexual fixation." I said, "Well, you're the one drawing all the dirty pictures."
You know
he's
what?
Drawing the dirty pictures. Not me.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Thank you, Kirby.
All right. Hey, y'all, we got Ron singing along. We must be doing something good.
Ron singing along, y'all. We must be doing something good. Colin Kaepernick will invest money in the Ice Cube Big Three League, which will help the league to continue and to grow. Colin, I give you an applaud, my brother. I give you an applaud. Get behind one another, stand behind one another, support and help one another. And I think that this is tremendous. I think that even though one area of your life, your career has closed, I mean, because I don't think I'm the only one that believes Colin Kaepernick won't play football again. He'll throw another football in the NFL. It is what it is. But to make yourself prevalent and supportive of another, well, I don't want to say athlete, but another big personality, I think it's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. And Colin, there should be more of you to help brothers and you know others when they go on to in their endeavors, you know, because I personally I love the big three because sometimes I'll wonder, man, I wonder what this player is doing now. I wonder what that guy is doing now, and sure enough, they pop up on the big three. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's what he's doing now. So kudos, man. And I hope that thing really takes off the way that you guys want it to and become something special, you know? Because, I say, I like the big three. It's good to see old players. Now I will say some of them have putting on a little bit of weight since their playing days. But,
right.
I mean, hey, who in the ham sandwich has it? Because I know I have.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? So, you know,
I
don't
I try not to pick them up. I try to just leave them where they at. Y'all keep saying pick the weight up. No. I'm going to leave that over there.
I got a weight problem. I can't wait to eat.
We know that 57 all the time you talk about clan.
That wasn't 57.
That
wasn't 57, though.
007.
I got no comment on the weight thing, man. So y'all just skip over me.
Wizards free agent Thomas Bryant sides with the Lakers for a second time around. I wanted Bryant to come back here. I wanted him to be a part of this thing. He's always been a player to me that is special, and you can build with and around him. You can build with and around him. So, you know, part of me is, you know, don't like the signing, but at the same time, I want to see the young man be successful wherever he goes. You know, I want to see the young man gain flourish no matter where he goes. But goodness, I wish he could have stayed with the Wizards. And you know, I look at Brad and we really don't talk about this a whole lot, but he was really starting to get injured here. And you know, and I'm not saying that that's just because he was playing for the Wizards, but the injury bug really started to bite him. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that he has an opportunity to move on before, you know, anything serious, anything career ending happened in, you know, to him. So, you know, good luck. Wish you all the well, you know, except for when you're playing against my Wizard team, you know.
I think that happened because, you know, he would have stayed here, but the Lakers right now, they fishing. They looking hard for something that's good, you know, to put with LeBron and Westbrook out there. And he, like you say, he is a good player to play around and to play with. And it's just that injury bug. That's the only thing that was getting me. That's why I'm not really upset. But I will be watching him when he out there because I do like him, though. But I believe that if the Lakers wasn't fishing like that and looking for something, he would still be here.
I know none of y'all care, But where did Ish Smith go?
He went to Denver Nuggets. It's something about when, and I'm talking back on Thomas Bryant now, it was something different about when Thomas Bryant would get motivated and I know Tang, Tang told me, Kale, it ain't all about flexing and hollering, but it was just something motivating when he would do it. It just motivated the hell out of not just me, but the team as well. You know, and you could see it, and everybody would be just so intense with it when he would do that, you know? And I'm just like, man, you know, I really hate to see that motivation leave, man, you know? This Wizards team really doesn't have a whole lot that we like, really. So when they're allowing, and I know he was a free agent, so we can't really blame the team because he was a free agent, you know. But when something this important leaves your team, you feel it. And then there are times and points during the season where you don't see the team putting the motivation up that you want, and Thomas Bryant pops in your head. Because I don't know how many times, once he was healthy and able to play, I would say, you need Thomas Bryant. Why Thumbhead only got him sitting on the bench? Put him in there, man. We need that energy, man.
Because they knew he was injury prone. They knew they was going to let him go.
They
had to let him go when it was time, man. Just like you just said, man, his injuries, that injury bug. You don't think they sat down and probably said this? I ain't saying they did, but I believe they did. You don't think they sat down and said, hey, man, he got hurt. Like, he only played like 30 games this year, man. We, you know.
Yeah.
Let him go ahead and go out there and tell them. We ain't got to give him the money. That's what they said. But don't get me wrong. I like Thomas Bryant. I would want him to stay here, but I just don't know if he was going to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's the same reason why Jimmy Butler is mad at P.J. Brown for leaving down there. That guy with that influence, you know.
Tucker,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
for Tucker from leaving down in Miami because he's missing that guy with that attitude. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, he got the attitude.
You say, Tang?
He just don't want to be that guy with the attitude.
I heard you slide that in there, bro. I just want you to know. You know. I'm trying to be nice tonight. Yeah, I caught that one, man. That was a slow pitch right there, straight down the middle. I am, sis. I ain't gonna come back.
Yeah. So, you know, hey, I'm like you, Tang. I wish he could have stayed or would have stayed, but I understand the necessity to move. And again, that injury bug started hitting you a little too much here in Washington.
Yeah.
Too much for my liking. So, you know, again, I wish you all the luck, and I hope you stay well and healthy. And I want you to stay healthy playing against us, but I don't want you to be productive. I don't want you giving the Lakers. You can give them maybe 10% of the 100 that you gave us, and then I'll be happy. You know what I mean? I will be happy. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know, players got to move on.
I'm
going to
miss Thomas Bryant.
And speaking of players moving on, your boy Rudy Gobert was traded to the Timberwolves. Rudy Gobert.
Best trade in the NBA.
Them boys.
Best trade in the NBA.
So far. But
$436 million for them two players.
Yep. If Durant doesn't go anywhere, this is the best trade in the NBA. Because Towns now does not have to play inside. He can play that forward position and not have to play the center position on the inside. And you got Gobert. This is one of the best trades in the NBA so far.
They're going to be terrible, man.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
And then when they do run small ball, you're right, 57, because when they do run small, you can go ahead and put a big cat right back there in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
but Gobert run the floor. Go ahead,
bro. I kind of saw this coming when Gobert was playing around with the COVID situation, and then so many players caught it or contracted the COVID virus, and the team kind of in sort of kind of way they showed their displeasure, unapproval in Gobert, and it was a sentiment of, dude, you are a grown man NBA player. Why would you play around with something like this? And in Gobert's defense, nobody really knew COVID, really as serious as it was. We really didn't know that in the beginning. We all thought, okay, here they go with something else now. You know, why do I need to believe in that? You know, and when we saw people losing their lives, you know, that's when it became a reality to us. So, you know, he's a young man, got a lot of money. You know, to him, life was good. So it was kind of hard for him to grasp the seriousness and the downside of COVID at that time. So, you know, I think the team went a little too hard on him, and then to blame him and reporters say, well, I touched that microphone or I went up, you know, it was just too much. So I saw him leaving that team. You know, you know
how it is.
It becomes a uncomfortable fit, you know.
Now that you said that, it might have been Donovan Mitchell might have been the one helping them stay there then, because I never thought of it like that. You know, the change.
Well,
you know, because
after he made that mistake, he did what young people do. He made a mistake, and he held his head down. He admitted that it was foolish. He won two defensive players of the year right after that, kept his mouth shut. He sucked up all that spite that everybody had against him. He said he deserved it. So he owned up to everything that he did. So I'm just saying, as a player, he's going to free up the Timberwolves to do a lot of good stuff if they play him right.
I can agree with you, 57, but I'm going to take it a step further. He handled that like a man. He entered that situation as a child. He entered it as a child, but he grew the hell up during the process. And I respect that. I truly respect that. He didn't make a lot of excuses. He didn't crack a lot of jokes. He just came out one time and said that he was wrong and left it at that.
But like you said earlier, big bro, in the beginning, when he said it, it was a lot of people saying it. It was just that who he was that made it blow out of proportion. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Right.
Everybody, when he said it, everybody was going, man, what is that? Ah, that ain't nothing. Ah, that ain't nothing. Until, like you said, people started passing away. We started seeing more and more people in the hospital. Then it started hitting families and friends. And they like, oh, this for real. Because he said it at the beginning.
And you know who one of the main players were to speak out? Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler.
Did
he? Yes, he was. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Jimmy.
Okay.
So, I mean, hey, man, you can say a lot of things about these young men in the NBA, and I believe in my heart of hearts when these young men show maturity and show a correction in their ways, we should promote that. We should promote that because we turn on SportsCenter, we turn on Undisputed, we turn on First Take. And all they're talking about are the negative things that are going on. All they're shining a light on the ignorance. Listen, when Rudy Gobert first did this, it was everywhere. Stephen A. Smith, how could he do that? That was the most ignorant thing I ever seen. It was stupendously ignorant and stupid, just plain stupid. I'm having lost the word. I don't want, man, shut up, bro. Shut up, bro, for real, man. You know, sometimes I get so sick of him and Shannon Sharp as well. I have to add Shannon Sharp to that list. Today while I was at work, I'm sneaking away for a little while, and Debo had Undisputed on the TV, and it got to a point where Shannon Sharp's point didn't even mean anything to me. It didn't mean anything because all I heard was, come on, and you know, and you come on, bruh. You're educated. You don't have to clone anymore, man. You don't have to blackface anymore, bruh.
Oh, man.
Yes, they
you don't have to do none of that. You say,
oh, that's in the script, bro. That's in the script.
I was going to say, yes, they do, because that's in the script. Yes, they do. That's why I was saying it.
Right,
I was trying to wait for you to finish saying what you had to say. But in order for him to stay across the table from that Skip Bayless, for him to stay across, he got to act like that.
They don't want no supporting brother. I don't know how Jalen Rose get away with it. They don't want a black man supporting another black man on the air.
See, but see, Jalen Rose get away with it because that's all he's ever done. See, that's all he's ever done. So if he switch up now, people be looking like, what's going on with you?
That's true.
So they'll let 102 through. You know what I mean? As long as you're not pulling the next man up trying to help, then they'll let you through. But you got to be by yourself, for yourself, and that's it. Period.
Horrible, man.
That's exactly.
Oh, yeah,
the words right out of my mouth, Cap. You took the words right out of my mouth. That is horrible.
But is it a lie?
I mean, well, let me make sure I'm hearing this correct. You guys are saying the only way that he can remain where he is and who he is by constantly coming with this foolish tone and this putting his own down.
Yeah.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Bingo.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is
how you
ridiculous.
Think Stephen A. stayed on there so long? Stephen A., he's been on there as long, but every time we do something, he drag us through the mud.
Oh, man.
But when Shohei Ohtani, he tried to make fun of that man's name, and what did he do the very next day? They said, you need to apologize or you won't be having nothing. And we had to come on that show, and he apologized. And not only did he apologize, he kept saying, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to mess your name up. You know, it looks funny that I couldn't pronounce it. He was making all these excuses. But you've been calling Kwame all these years. You ain't apologized to him?
Nope.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm
please
saying? Like, I didn't mean to go back to you. But I'm just saying, you do stuff like that, but then when we call it out, you try to defend it. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
even
right.
though I keep bringing Kwame up and he wasn't no hell of a player, no, but he still deserved respect.
Yeah.
Facts.
No doubt.
Facts.
No doubt. I respect his hustle. I respect where he came from. And I respect the fact that he's one of the ones, no matter what you say, they paid him. And they had to.
They paid him.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
and he
yeah.
was one of the best at that time. They had to pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and because
I don't listen.
Because of Stephen A. talking trash when it was time for him to get his new contract, he didn't get that big contract. He just got a little one because somebody said
well,
he was garbage and trash. And I mean, it's okay. Don't do that to your own people, even if he is garbage and trash. And he might be garbage and trash. But can we
not
say he garbage and trash out loud to the other races? That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to give Stephen A. that much power because at the same time, we all saw Kwame Brown. And at the time when Stephen A. was putting him down, Kwame wasn't Kwame's best at that time. But I get what you're saying, and I can feel what you're saying, but he still wasn't playing at his absolute best at that particular point in time. I don't know if he just... Well, I don't know if Michael Jordan really crippled this young man to a point where he was like, man, the heck with the NBA, you know, because that can happen. That can happen.
Yeah.
So
mentally,
beat you down mentally.
Yeah,
that can happen. You're right.
I mean, I've heard some of the things that Mike did to him.
But I didn't go all the way back into it and all that. I didn't do that for that.
Well,
I was just trying to
you're on
the
corner,
y'all.
You
yeah, I know how
now.
We are.
Well,
I know.
You on the corner.
I know.
If I can say this,
yes.
I don't listen to Shannon Sharp. I don't. I was so sorry when they brought Stephen A. Smith in the NBA playoffs and put him in the booth when he was forced to listen to him. You know, because I don't listen. I don't like Stephen A. Smith. You don't have to scream and yell at me to get your point across. I can understand you. You know, so I don't really listen to that. And as far as Kwame Brown goes, with Michael Jordan, he got to see the real down and dirty NBA, how it is cutthroat, because that's how Michael was. You know, and I'm sure after seeing it that way, he was probably was to hell with the NBA. He saw it for what it really was.
Yeah,
he was right there with Michael and Wes Unseld. He saw it for what it really was.
Yeah. You're right.
Not to mention all of the ridicule and torment that went on with the Wizards before he got there.
Exactly.
I mean?
Yes. He went into a fire that was already burning.
That was already burning with gasoline. Long John's on, for real.
Yeah.
You know,
all you was an extra piece of kindling. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle. A piece of kindle. A burning
Yeah, throw
kindle.
On the fire. Yeah.
Right.
That's all you was. Something else to throw on the fire.
Put another smoke on the body.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We're gonna be right back, y'all. Appreciate this conversation. you don't say yo. I was boy. Baker Mayfield was traded by the Browns to Carolina.
Oh boy.
Real quick, yeah. Real quick, guys. What exactly does this trade say to you? What exactly does
no faith in Sam Darnold. No faith in Sam Darnold.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Is he going to be the starter or? Because I just saw that right before we got on here that he had been traded. Mm-hmm. I saw that, mm-hmm. So it didn't give me enough time to go into it and look. So if they're going to compete for the job or they're just saying Baker is the starter?
No, they're going to have an outright competition.
They're going to have an outright competition.
Okay. But listen,
y'all, this is the point. This is what this says to me.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL can't touch Deshaun Watson because the Browns would not have traded Baker Mayfield without knowing what Deshaun Watson's future was going to look like.
Yep.
Yeah.
We all said that they was talking about Watson being suspended for a year and his future is uncertain. And this and that and the third. But we got, guys, we all remember the report that we put out here on Kale's Corner about the other players that received these massages, a.k.a. happy endings, from this genuine touch massage. Man, every time I say that, I want to go there. Forgive me.
Hey, man.
That's a great name, man.
He's like
a crack addict. Who?
You know?
It's calling me.
Seriously, when I told y'all about when we finished our basic training before we went into AIT, they told us to go to the massage parlor. And help that they'll help us relax and go into AIT with an open mind. And I had no idea exactly what they were talking about until my mind was open, if you know what I mean. But
Dag Steve Harvey, well, right, tell then. Everything.
Well, all right.
Hey man.
Write a book, man.
Steve Harvey.
I was a 17-year-old. I was a 17-year-old boy. From the DMV down there in Oklahoma. Yeah. And I told you they gave us the saltpeter as soon as we got down there.
Hell.
Poor training.
Hell. Stop.
This means when somebody says time out, you're supposed to stop.
Hey, man,
Come on, Kale. Good times, man. Hey, 57, had this conversation on a Friday night, Kale.
You were in the military, too, 57. You know exactly what I'm talking about. But anyway,
I don't know what you're talking about, Kale.
Uh-huh. Your wife must be standing right there.
Yeah. Grandma's sitting right there.
He said, Kale.
The fact that the Browns let go of their security blanket, which was Baker Mayfield, tells us that, I don't know, maybe Deshaun Watson will be suspended for 1, 2, maybe even 4 games. But I don't think the severity of the punishment will be what they once thought it was. You know, because I don't think they let. And then they traded the man for a bag of Lay's potato chips and a bologna sandwich with no cheese, man. Fifth round pick with a conditional fourth. Wow, yeah. I cannot believe they traded that man. They wanted him gone.
He took a $3 million pay cut.
Yeah, he ready to prove. He's trying to prove himself.
He wanted out.
He wanted out. Yeah, he was out. He was getting out by any means necessary. He didn't care how much it was, how much it cost him. He didn't care because all money ain't good money, and we already say that here on Kayla's Corner. So him losing $3 million, $4 million, he's like, okay, I lose that boo without this headache. Y'all was giving me this daggone headache. Lord have mercy.
Y'all can have these keys back to the stadium.
Exactly.
I don't want them no more.
You can have all of them.
You ain't lying.
I don't want them no more.
Pineapple.
People are there telling them pineapple.
Pineapple. I'm done.
You know what?
It's amazing when you got a quarterback like Baker. You got a quarterback like Baker Mayfield. The NFL is so saturated with quarterbacks right now. You don't even know where to send this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. I mean, who really needs a quarterback right now? Other than, I didn't even know Carolina needed a quarterback until they made that trade. I said, oh, they ain't got no faith in Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that's what I
exactly.
said.
Exactly. Exactly. They need to give him a better O-line, Danny.
Yep.
Exactly.
I mean, they say the same thing about the Jets, too. I mean, he was up there with the Jets. He had an offensive lineup with the Jets.
What did he do? He didn't even have a coach.
Exactly.
So we didn't count them years.
Dang.
Yep.
Yeah.
Teams kill me with trying. They go out and draft a guy. He's going to have number one quarterback, but you don't put nothing around it. You don't give him no offensive line.
Right.
You just got a quarterback with a great arm, and then you do like, and I don't mean no harm, Commander fans, but Jason Campbell. Other quarterbacks that you ruined, because you didn't have an offensive line, or your coach Steve Sperrier, did not know how to run an offense and got your quarterback killed. Now I'm just using that as an example. Yeah, you know, just as an example. Jason Campbell, Steve Shuler. He lasted for years because they kept him on the bench. They kept him on the bench. They kept Jason Campbell on the bench. And when they finally put him in, they didn't even have any blocking for him. Come on, Kale. Keep it real.
No, bro.
Come on. Okay, bro. Okay, bro.
You know what? It is so funny how
y'all even complained about. Why do they still have him on the bench?
It's a Pittsburgh and a San Francisco 49er fan that can tell us everything about our team.
And a San Francisco fan. Hold on. What people always say that? You can't tell me about my team. Like, I don't read.
Exactly.
I can't see.
Exactly.
I can't.
No,
what?
No.
I'm reading your team.
What
are you looking at? Right?
What I'm saying. What I'm saying is that because it's not your interest, your investment, you're not going to read everything as I read.
No.
You're not going to know everything as I know it. You're not.
First of all,
it's a little different when you're winning, Gail. It's a little different when you're a winning team.
But we've never won. That's right. We've never won.
I mean, y'all won,
You got a Super Bowl.
We got three.
We've never won. No,
you count those other two? You count those other two with the asterisk beside them? You count those.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a low blow, man. Come on,
I just want to know where you stand, Ron. That's all. I want to know where you stand, baby. I ain't trying to start an argument.
Go ahead, y'all. Don't do that.
That's what Bama's doing.
I'm in my feelings. Don't do that. Nah, I ain't right.
All right, big bro. I got you, little bro. I ain't going to say no more.
And much as respect I got for Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris, I ain't gonna disrespect your team. Come on, give us a little. We got three rings. They count, all of them.
I didn't say that, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna go with you.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Mark this day down. I take it back.
We don't need you to. We don't need you to.
I'm gonna be a gentleman about this. I take it back.
For belittling those two championships you won during the strike season,
I take it back.
We don't need you to. We want it makes it all
still gonna slide
better.
That in too.
It makes it all the more better when you come on the corner trying to cut your whole damn team. Coaching staff
and I once again if we don't win that's right. That's right.
If they don't win, what you gonna do, 57?
Fine everybody. Gonna be fired everybody. It's gonna be like a shopping sale at the curb market. Getting rid of everybody.
Everything gotta go.
He had the whole team except for Ben Roethlisberger. He had the whole team.
Oh, and by the way,
waiting by you on the last season. The other
team. Oh, and by the way, I got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the AFC Central. How you gonna ditch our team like that though?
Hey man,
no, we're in the
like
North.
G Unit say, you ain't a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but you could be one.
I'm loyal to my burgundy and gold. Hey. I'm loyal to burgundy and gold.
All you gotta do is switch one color, 007.
Debo wants to jump in the in the conversation. He said 57. That was a low shot. And he said, so our ring, as far as watching, we all know Debo is a Seattle fan. But he said, our ring don't count, huh? Damn, did he go to the parades? Did you go to your Super Bowl parades in Pittsburgh, man?
Yeah, did you go to your parades in Pittsburgh? You go to Steel City? I only went to one.
Out of all six of them that we won legitimately, I didn't go to all six of them, no. Hey, guess what, though? I accidentally got stuck in traffic to that one of those asterisk Super Bowls that y'all won. I wouldn't mean to, but I got stuck in the traffic.
Pittsburgh. You go to the one in Pittsburgh? Oh. Do you go to the one 2 a.m. in Pittsburgh? It was this one.
I told you I went to one.
Yeah, he said he went to one.
Look, I went to all three in my
house. Hey, bro, you live right there. You live right there. You could come out your front door. Back when they won those Super Bowls, you could come out your front door and get stuck in Redskin traffic.
Oh, y'all be grateful. Oh, yeah, I was too grateful.
Great to be home. Great to be home. But
exactly.
I misread that. He said, no. Did he go to yours? So did you go, 57, to any Washington's parade? Now, we've heard truth.
No, I did not.
No. She did.
No, I did not. No, I did not. I wouldn't be seen caught dead at a Washington football team's parade. Not now, not ever.
I get it. You took a
court. According to your track record, you wouldn't be caught at a Pittsburgh parade either. Because one ain't enough, bro.
Hey, bro. All I got to say is this. On this corner right here, I hold the record, okay? On this corner.
What record is that?
This corner.
Man. What record is that?
On this corner.
What record is that?
I hold.
What
on Kale's corner. My team got more Super Bowls. On Kale's corner. On Kale's corner, baby boy.
No, you don't.
Who got more than me? Who got more than me? If we got a New England fan here?
D-Mar got more than me.
Forget D. Forget D.
New England Patriots fan.
How many Super Bowls is it?
Hey, look, what, 57?
He only got
29 because he's only 29 years old. Right? He can't have 57.
Will?
We're going to count all of those even when he was a baby.
I want y'all to know I absolutely find no humor in what y'all saying right now. I'm just letting you know that.
It's the truth.
I find no, I
just
find
put
no
your phone
humor in that.
But you put your funny bone away.
Yeah,
it's the truth, though.
Away. When you start talking about somebody repping every team in the league, only after they win.
No.
Yeah. That funny bone gone.
Hey,
that's not funny to me at all.
You know.
That's disrespectful to sports, man. That's disrespectful.
Oh, come on,
Kale. Sports,
don't go that far
with
it.
It was just a joke. It was just a joke. Yeah, it was just a joke.
Yeah, don't go that far with it, baby.
Don't
crawl back up in that shell, man. Come on.
Hey,
I have a question for you, 57.
Well,
I'm going to
laugh about it. It's a little funny to me.
I have a question.
We all different.
Hey, y'all, I have a question. So, 57, so if the Pittsburgh Steelers go to the Super Bowl, you taking a Greyhound up there to the parade?
I can't.
No, bro, I drive. I got a truck that can go that far.
Man, go support your team when they win the Super Bowl, man. I want to see you at the parade, man, because we're going to be there if I was to win. And I'm going to brag.
Hey, bro, look, we'll be there this year. I don't know. The Super Bowl ain't going to be in Pittsburgh. The Super Bowl, I can't remember where it's going to be, but Pittsburgh will be there. Mark this down. I'm saying it right now. The Steelers will be in the Super Bowl.
Right there.
I got it.
Right there. Down. Right down,
yeah. Fight the boo-boo. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be at home right where you at.
Whatever. Remember this day, 006.
I love you guys.
I'm
Astro
Wheel.
On that note, that 57 said Super Bowl Pittsburgh. What'd you say this year? You said this year, right?
This year, huh? That 19.
Okay,
19.
I got it.
1924, we going to win it.
Oh, my goodness.
1924, I got it.
No, he's saying 1924, not 1924. He's talking
that's
about
when the Washington Senators was won the World Series.
I
know?
You guys.
2024.
I love you guys, and we're going to pick it up. Right back here on Tuesday, you guys. Everybody, hold your thoughts. Write them down. We're going to pick it back up. Okay? I love you guys. Tell that Miss T would like to thank everyone here that supports us online, on the phone, on the blog, everywhere. We want to thank you all for that support. Tell that Miss T, we are here. We like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Enjoy your week, I swear. Make all the plans and do all the things that you want to do. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kale's Corner on Facebook, and you can follow us on Instagram. You guys can also log into Blog Talk Radio and follow us there on blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. We love you guys. We love you guys. I can't say it enough how much we love you guys. And thank you for all of your support up until this moment. We love you and pray for everybody's well-being. If you love somebody, they should know it. Kale?
If you love them, they better know it. If you love them, they better know it. Let me leave y'all with what we started this thing with. Hustle in silence. Let your success make the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Hustle in silence.
Hustle pretty, you and me. Erotic city, come alive.